Ça va, toi?
השם אל מוישה שלח לך אנושים ויוסרו אס ארץ כנען אשר אני נויסן לבני ישראל. So Rashi says לא מוניס מכו פרשס מרגלים לפרשס מיריו לפי שלוקסו על איסקי דיבו שדיברו באחיו ורשוי מלולו רואו וללוקחו מוסו מלרשתן חומה. Miriam spoke on her brother, and she began to ask. So the Mefarshim say, "Stam." The Baal Asiyata Dishmaya says, "What is Rov veloilok chumusa?" The Rishoyim alolu Rov veloilok chumusa. So the Baal Asiyata Dishmaya says, "What is Rov veloilok chumusa?" He says that the Gemara says. There is Yisurim Shel Ahava, there is Yisurim Shel Einom Shel Ahava. And the Gemara in Brocha says, in the Vov, in the Fehom Udbeiz, Omar Rabbi Yudin, Negoim Vebonim Einom Yisurim Shel Ahava. Votanya, Mishi Eshle Arba Nemira Negoim, Eino Yole Mizbeach Kapore. So how you tell me it's not Yisurim Shel Ahava? Shteit Eino Yole Mizbeach Kapore. So one tells the Gemara says, Mizbeach kapore avo, Yisurim shel avo lo yavo. Ina mizog the Gemara, kan betzine, kan befaresye. Betzine et Yisurim shel avo, befaresye et zna Yisurim shel avo. So b'meile, when Miriam had negoim, who said that she got it because she spoke Lashonore? But because she had it befaresye, so it can be Yisurim shel avo. So it has to be that she got it because she spoke Lashonore. So this is the pshat. Rishoy malolu rohu veloilok chumusa. Rohu. They saw. I mean, there was not Yisurim shel Ahava. It was negoim that people could see. Veloilok chumusa. Chaim Shmulevitz, Alamo Rotze Shmuz and Pasha Shlach. And I think we have to tell it to this Rashi also. Rishoy malolu rohu veloilok chumusa. Chazal tell us what was the chet ha-meraglim. Sibald Mores Beirim. But the pshuta shel dvorim, what was the chet ha-meraglim? Chet ha-meraglim was because they were scared that when they will come to Eretz Yisrael, they will lose the nesius. They will lose the position. They will lose the shtele, how they call it today. Why they will lose their shteles when they come to Eretz Yisrael? There's different as Beirim, why? The Balabatish way is that in the Midbar, they needed 12 Nasim. Every Shevet had a Nasi. And they take place in Chalukah Saoretz, and the Machnes. When everyone was parking in Klal Yisrael, when we open Sefer Yeshua, and following by Shoftim, Shmuelah, Rebbeis, Melochim, we don't find the Nasim of the Shvatim running the show, really. The system of the Nesim running the show was really changing in the coming to Eretz Yisrael. So with this and a couple more reasons together, they were nervous that they will lose what they have. So they decided that it's better to stay in the Midbar. And the Ganz Klal Yisrael lost. So Chaim Shmulevitz would say, Alamol, a person has to learn from it. What is the Koyach of a Negia? Person is scared. COVID. Anoshim shiftei kov, doira midbo. Doira midbo. Chazal said, Chaim Shmulevitz, every time we'll say it. It says that they were counted and listed lefi their level of chashivus. Yeshua ben Nun is not number one. He's in the sixth or the seventh. It means there was five or four people more chashiv than Yeshua ben Nun. So we have to understand how big these people were. and as a negiah of kavod, and the dreitzach the welt, and the dreitzach the welt. Chaim Shavit says a person sometimes doesn't realize he drops his chavrusa for 10 reasons, and he means something else. He's chutzpahdik, and he means something else. He doesn't do. And we are small people, it's me myself, very small people. Big giants were machshil, fighting with Moshe. Not a whole system, not arguing, you know, with a chavrusa, arguing with a loops, a magichil, yeah? Arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. The guy in Amoshe, Amol has a Yitzhar in Amoshe to go to a camp. Shoyim Alolu, Rashi calls them. He wants to go to a camp. He starts with the ganze cheshbon is that his 2 chavrusas left and his 5 chavrusas leaving and his room is leaving and his cheer is warm. All different terutzim, yeah? And he really thinks that he's errands. And here he can learn, and if he will stay here, he'll be mamish. And if the summer he doesn't have what to do in America, all different shtusim, yeah? And out comes from where? Rashoyim alolu rov v'loilok chamusa. Doira flog, doira mitbo. Cheshboinus. Little negius of a person. And a person has to know, Chaim Shalevitz will go over and over, hol shmuz. People think, no. If you would be meraglim, you think you would slip or not? Everyone should know, if I would be meraglim, I would be Yeshua, I call him, for sure. Chaim says, the 99.99.99, all of you will not say like Yeshua, I call him. Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven, ko Yeshia, ko me'atzas meraglim. Kolev has to go to Kivrei Oves. And here, a little shluk decides, chab cheshbeinus, everything works out and it has to be like that. It's alamot, so what is the eitzah? It's to ask someone that is not biased, someone that doesn't have the gears, someone that's from outside, there's no inyan. And what we go by, the Kliyoko says a givaldi kazach, stands to k'day to know this Kliyoko, beautiful Kliyoko. He says that the request of Klal Yisrael to send Meraglim was in the ear for a long time. It's cheshbonus. Moshe said, okay, I'm looking into it. I'll give you an answer in a couple of days. He waited till the story of Miriam, and miyad after the story of Miriam, he called Rabbi Yisrael, the Meraglim could leave. He was hoping they saw the Musa, what happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara. So the Kliyoko says, he answered them, and the yes on the Meraglim, it's Cheshbon, you can see the Kliyoko, it's a beautiful vault. Lama nismecha Parshas Meraglim, le Parshas Miriam, because the Kasha is best of women, Lama nismecha. If it was in an order, a running order, so what is the question? Lama nismecha. And if it's not in a running order, so what is the Kasha, Hashem, Alalu, Rov, Alalu, Chumusa? Took 10 years ago, they didn't remember. And if it was after it, what is Lama Nismecha? This is the Kliyoko's Mahalach. That Moshe Rabbeinu organized Shenismecha Parshas Meraglim LeParshas Miriam. And I said, no, Hamor, you wanted these Rishonim to take Musa. What? They thought that Yisrael is not good. What Musa they will take from Miriam speaking about Aaron? But was the answer the same thing? Miriam spoke on Aaron L'Shem Shamayim. What? Miriam spoke to Aaron and Moshe L'Shem Shamayim. Moshe was Pirish Mi'ishtoi. And they gehalten. It's not always gehalten. We also Nevim. And there's no Din Prishim in Aisha. You're allowed to be married. And Hashem answered. V'marev Eloi Bechidois. Pitoim. Tzorekim Tmei. Mayim Mayim. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to have a Chola L'Nevua. He's Muchan V'Aimed. But mainly has to be Azevi and Arsinai. Porush Min Aisha the whole time. You're in a different Madrege. U'madu Alo Yereisim Nadaba. Ba'avdi V'Moshe. You could be right. Just be very careful before you start to talk. And that is the Musa that the Meraglim had to take. That is the Musa that the Meraglim had to take. ויקרא משה להושע בן נון, להושע בן נון יהושע, להושע בן נון יהושע. So the land of Zachar, me a little bit only. Rashi says, Vayikro ispalelov ko yoshiacho me'atzas meraglim. So it's a big chkir le marshal. Stam, a popa paros, before we go back to the Musa. Bin nun is two words or one word? Chkir. What's in afkimine le marshal? In the Safateira, I don't know if you got them all aliyah, but they try at least when they write the Sefer Torah, it's not Avraham. You write it in the same line. You saw once Avraham. Computer makes such mistakes. Yeah, a word has to be in a full word. You're allowed to have bin nun in two separate lines of the Sefer Torah, or it has to be near each other. So Zariah, I heard from someone. Shana Bepirish, Baruch Hashem, he came back now. That the baller in the mirror, that he says that Tanchuma state, that Tanchuma, the last parasha by Aloyscho, that why Yeshua lost 10 years of his life, because when Elder Dumeda was misnabim b'machane, it says in the pasuk, Vayemer Yeshua. ויען יהושע בן נון משורס מוישה מבחורוב ויאמר אדוני מוישה כלוהם, אדוני מוישה כלוהם הולדם תוך הציבור והם כל ימי עליהם. So the Tanchuma says that in this pasuk is 10 words. כנגד the 10 words that in this pasuk Yeshua lost 10 years of his life. It says in the pasuk, ויען יהושע בן נון משורס מוישה מבחורוב ויאמר אדוני מוישה כלוהם, is 11 words. Vai story is that bin nun is one. He said that this vault he stole from the Goyen Mivilne. The Goyen Mivilne declares of Bas Sheva, the name Bat Sheva. It's one word or it's two words. And the Goyen brings down, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Ba'oisei Maisei Bat Sheva Kincho B'Shloishesre Mapes, what it means. Shenema, but Atobe Bat Sheva. And the Gemara counts 13 words in the pasuk. And if you count, there's really 14 words. Tarotas Bat Sheva is one. So the Goyen Oishchash, Mitzameh here also, Yeshua Ben Nun is one. Now the Shaila, what is Yeshua Ben Nun? Why does it say Yeshua Ben Nun? His father was Nun. So it's stated in Divrei Hayom. So his father was Nun. So what is Ben Nun? In most of the places it says Bin Nun. Vayan Yeshua Bin Nun. What is Bin Nun? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that it brings down that it says that the Yud of Yeshua, they took the Yud from Sarai and they put it by Yeshua. So it was Hoshea Bin Nun. It was Hoshea Bin Nun. And they took the Yud from Sarai and they put it by Yeshua. So Yeshua, how you write Yeshua? So you have the Sarai, the Yud doesn't have Nekudas, because you write, it's the last word. So the Yud was a Yud on a Nekuda. So you put the Yeshua, it doesn't have Nekudas. So he says, Ben has a segel, right? So if you take two dots and you put it in the Yehoshua, so b'meile it got a shvo. So b'meile the base is left with a chirik. So it became Bin Nun. This is like Chaim Kanievsky. It brings down from a sefer, I forgot the name, I could check it up in my notes. Visit from his father, the stipend. also a good source. The Ramban takishtel. The Ramban says the andere pshat that bin nun miloshen yenun. Yenun is loshen chokhme. Yenunun, yenun. So bin nun, they wanted to give a kinui to Yeshua that he was very smart. So the male it's also a kinui of bin nun. Bnim chokhamato. This is like the Ramban. So from that came. Let's have one more parperes and the binun already. If we're handling it, the famous, they say it's a Chuvas Chasim Sefer, and the Zogin is the Rebbe Rebbe Herschel. But I think someone showed me once the Chuvas Chasim Sefer inside. It was a big argument in a shul in Prishburg that they made the Melevehem Shiputzim. I don't know how you say it. Expand the shul. Okay, so the shul had 400 seats, came crowded, so they added a couple of shul seats. But the way that they made these constructions in the shul was that they moved out of Kodesh a little bit out and they added two benches in the front. Now the Gaboyim wanted to sell these two benches for a lot of money, for, you know, the seats. The people that had the first rows, they claimed no. All of us move ahead. The last two benches of shul are the new two shuls. You're right that you added in the shul in the front, but we had the front seats. We paid for front seats. When you added now new front seats, we have to get them. So they send a shout to the Chasim Sefer. So he bought a raya. He said they added a yud to Yeshua, and it came in the beginning of the letter. It didn't come in the end. So he said, when you add, the first letter becomes in the front. Avad you could dig to the raya because, as I don't remember if it's the Chuvas Chasim Sefer. I'm kimat sure, and it's also I think the Rebbe Rebbe Herschel. Chanukah Satera. The pasuk goes weiter and it says that the meraglim come. Vayavoyu ad nachal eshkol, vayikru misumishom zmeiro vayeshkel anovi mechol vayisu mamoit. So Rashi says that this was for bad reasons. I want to say a chidush, a dvar chidush. I try to say it every year because no one in the world learns like that. I found one rishon, I think the chizkuni that learns like me. Today I found it's more, maybe more tchis than what I'm saying. But by me it's poshet. I want to ask you a shayla. All of you were brought up, so I'm saying it, you know, it's chaveirim. We're learning chumash together. The fruits in Eretz Yisrael of the time of the meraglim were huge and big or the normal size like we have today? I tiny that was the same size of today. I know that everyone has a mistake not like that. Was one couple places that I saw was huge grapes, unbelievable grapes, and these big grapes they bring to the Dera Midbo to show them that its people are strange. I'll tell you my raya. First, if all the pears were big, so I'm sure Mitzrayim, I don't know if you know, was a very choshev country before it fell. And it was import food from all over the world, yeah? So, in Mitzrayim, what we say was little grapes like that, and in Yisrael, everyone was like a building, yeah? Kenzak! So, it was never import the king power grapes in Yisrael, but they never saw it? I'm sure the whole world wanted to see it. Ask the second shot. If it was like all of you think that all the pears were big, so what? They're not normal, the meraglim? They go to Nachal Eshkol, near Chevron. We know where is Chevron. Chevron, Maoras HaMachpelah didn't change, yeah? Chevron is Chevron. Same place. Never change. You slap grapes from Chevron with the border? Before you leave Eretz Yisrael, on the border, take pick off some fruits and take them. These people were carrying out these big boxes from Chevron's Meshuga. What? Yeah, man? What? They didn't leave from there. No, from Hebron, you don't leave to Egypt. You don't go, you go from Aza. System is different places where. That's what it looks today. Anyway, Hebron is not the address to go, it's not the place to go. It's in the middle of the tour. It doesn't make sense. No! Lost to the Soviet. I mean, Lost Mexican tour. And also the Sabbaths. This was the middle of Yavoyu Ad Nachal Eshkol. Why did he schlep? But I'll tell you along the Sharaya. And that no one has the answer. I found in the Chizkuni. the Kazais goes the fee is man, right? The fee, the shittas, that we don't go to fee every generation, the fee the Kazais and the Kabetza. We go to fee the way when the Torah was given. Now, when the Torah was given, and the Midbar was no fruits, it's a desert. So we was the fruits in Eretz Yisrael. So when Hashem said Kazais and Kabetza, it meant the fee Eretz Yisrael, right? So when you have to eat a Kazais, you have to eat a house. You're telling me that Shiurim Nishtanu. Meret was given this man the day, Nish was given height. Don't tell me what Chazal said. Because the Gemara says, Eretz Chito Sairo, Eretz Shekol Pereseo Le Shiurim. More in Psuke. Gemara says, Eretz Vasra Abudvosh, Chito Le Kizais, Kisebes Le Yom Kippurim. The Gemara learns that Eretz Chito Sairo gave him the Lever Imorin, Eretz Shabudvosh Advosh. This is Eretz Shekol Pereseo Shiurim. So if all the fruits were like that, no, the teretzes. The gam bnei anok ro'inu sham was giants, but not everyone was giants there. Oyim alach abar shem, Moshe Rabbeinu had a war with him, got rid of him. Not everyone was giants. They came to Rochov, they spoke to Rochov. It was normal people. Not everyone was built on everyone there was huge. I know the mishnah from Rashi in a minute, but. Was the gam bnei anok ro'inu sham? They had giants, so also they had giants fruits. Things are unproportional there, but doesn't mean that all the fruits were like that. I know. I'm saying I'm asking to believe that everything was like that. We're not chas v'shalom koyfa that everything was like that. If the Torah says it, we mekabel. But I'm saying, but the chalimud, it's not in one of the papers they bring down the taki there. And then the sefer, Choshev sefer, asks the kasher, and he claims that the reason they bought from Chevron because most of Eretz Yisrael is mountains, and the goyim mishtachvim lahorim v'la'asheres, made most of the fruits was chashav v'dezore, and Nachal Eshker was the only place that was mamish low, so there for sure they're not mishtachave, so this is the reason they were schlepping it from there so far away. I'm just bringing a riot. I'm only using that sefer to my question that the Taka schlepped it. Not like you, that was the last place where they found fruits. Yeah? It's not Erore. I'm asking, you can hear it, and most people don't learn like that, but I found a Rishon like it. Then it says they come back. And the Klal Yisrael say, "V'shom ro'inu es anefilim bnei anok." Was giants. V'nehi be'neinu kachagovim. V'chein ro'inu be'neir. V'nehi be'neinu kachagovim. V'chein ro'inu be'neir. So this is my only question. This is the Maamar HaMuzgar. Before we start, what I really want to speak about. That if I'm right, that it was only a couple of giants and everyone was in normal proportion. So Rashi says, we looked at ourselves like little bugs. They also looked at us like little bugs. So Batsim is a kfeilus. We felt so small. And they also were so big that we were so small. So Rashi has a shvel. And Rashi answers, V'cheinu inu b'eineyem, Shomanu oisom oimrim, Nemolim yesh bakerem ke'anoshim. It's a gemara in Soita Lamedei. Shomanu yesh oimrim, Nemolim yesh bakerem. Not stop, we said, you know, we were so small, they were so big, and they were so big, and we were so small. That's the kasha. You know, we were so small, they were so big, and they were so big, and we were so small. What is the kfeilus? So Rashi says no. What they said, we heard them saying it. So this is time in Maamar HaMuzgar, I'm asking you a question. I don't understand. If I'm right, that everyone was small, was a couple of giants, so what? Why these people were talking that they see ants like people? I mean, the whole time was a lot of ants in Eretz Yisrael, like people. If everyone was one of those medium giants, and we were pitsy. Say it. But if I'm right, that most people were normal. There's a couple of giants sticking out there. So what the giants say, you know, we see ants like people. The whole place is full of ants like people. I never found it an issue exactly. It's hard for me to believe that everyone was giant there. This doesn't shtim. Mikol Mekoyim. So this is the Rashi. The Welt says the andere Pshat. And the Pshat is the Emes Pshat. V'nire b'nei anokim v'nire b'eineinu kechagovim v'chein ha'inu b'eineinu. Why v'cheino yinu be'eneim? Why they felt that we like bugs, like ants? Because v'aniya be'eneinu kechagovim. A big yisoid. If a person feels about himself that he's a nobody, people treat him like a nobody. He becomes like a nobody. He looks like a nobody. He behaves like a nobody. If he believes in himself, Chazal say that Rabbi Akiva, Gadlador, comes back from 24 years of sitting and learning with 24,000 Zuge Talmidim. And everyone is coming to accept this huge Gadlador, that every word that he said is a Tana Eloki. And this lady pushes in and they want to kick her away. And he tells us, Talmidim, Hanichulo, it's my wife, Sheli Veshelochem Shelohu. Everything is from her. And I'm asking the question, how everything is from her? He was in yeshiva for 24 years, struggling with chavrusas, learning aleph beis, reading kriya problems, till he became Rabbi Akiva. She was sitting in the house waiting for him. Sheli v'shelochem shelohu. And it's a tana. What do you know, Mechaba Sfarim write it in the end, it's a gonish, yeah? Aber sheli v'shelochem shelohu, tana eloiki. The answer is, she gave me the support. She told me she believes I could become. And because of that, I became. Someone was there that said, Rabbi Akiva, you will make it. Yeah, Mahoritz, but you will make it. So everything what I made is because she told me I could make it. Sheli v'shelochem shalom. Svarim state, that was Doira Mabul. La'osid lobe before Mashiach will come, was Ana Mabul. Meloshin Bilbul. The koyach of the Yetzer is to make a person to feel there's no chance. You will be nobody. You will not grow. You don't have a chance. This is the koyach of the Yetzer. The big koyach of the Yetzer. To make you to feel like that. Remember 2 years ago, I was saying it in the Chumash here. I was sitting here, a Yid. I think from Atlanta. And he said over, after the Chumashir came over, he told me a maisa. He said that he knows a general in the Israeli army. His name is Efi Atan. Mizrahi. A big general. This general told him that when he finished his army, he decided with his family he's going to tour the world. Pshuta, yeah? So he went to the Caribs, Mekitzer. So they were hearing all about it. So he went over to the tour guy. And he told him that I heard that his white bear is there. What I do if a white bear attacks me? He said, don't worry, you don't see the white bears. He said, yeah, but what if I meet a white bear? He said, you don't meet it, you know. The white bear standing beside you. Know? What if the white bear attacks us? He said, no, I'll tell you. If a white bear attacks you, get up, stand straight, look in his eyes, and tell him, I am Efi Etan, big Israeli general. I came to visit here. Please don't disturb me. Move away. Same. Kids, the guy goes to the trip. And you know, he's a general, so he decides to go like out of the crowd. And he goes on the ice during the career, Kitzer. And he comes to this edge, and this big white bear starts to follow him. Kitzer, he thinks in himself, this is it, what my kids will say now, the big general was eaten up by a bear. Kitzer, that's what he thinks. But Kitzer, Amaisa, he's shivering, and then he remembers. So he gets up, and he looks in his beard eyes, and he says, I am Efi Etan, Israeli general, very chashuv general. I came to visit here. Please don't disturb me. And the beer goes down and goes away. Kitzer, he meets the tour guy. He tells him, "Tell me, you're a witch. What happened here? I met the beer. I told him the beer went away. Tell me, it's not normal." So I'll tell you the pshat. The white beers here don't attack people. They never attack people. The mele, I told you, it's nothing but to be worried. But I saw that you're so nervous. So I realized, you know, like dogs don't attack people. But they only run after the different people every time. Why? Let me see this. Why? The dog sense that you're scared. Let me see this. A not from kid 2 years old stands near the dog, he doesn't touch, he jumps on it. A from person starts to move, starts to be his dad, and then he becomes a dad. Everyone knows it for himself. Yeah? That's the mitzvahs. While you're so scared and you're so paranoid that the bear will attack you, I know that in the minute that you will see a white bear, you will start to be so scared and behave so suspicious that the bear will feel that you're scared from him, and he will start to run after you, and you will run more, and then the enemy will be attacked. So I know the only way is to tell you to stop, to look at him like a gavre, and then he will leave you. Because the bears don't attack people, he'll stop. And it's worked out. It's the same insight. If a person believes in himself, he will manage. If he doesn't believe in himself, and he will fall. The Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah in Shmir Saloshim says that this is the papshat in the whole parsha. A beautiful Chofetz Chaim. Says, what was the Chet HaMeraglim? Says, the Meraglim were Anshei Maile, Anshei Shem. They came to Eretz Yisrael and they got nervous. Efes ki azom. You need to have a lot of schusim. They knew about themselves, what happened 5 minutes ago. They ate basar taiva. They knew they did chet ha'egel. They know Moshe Rabbeinu is protecting them. You know, they knew what we know. You know, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. Doir ha'midbar ein lehem chelek lo elam haba. It's a pachad. Ein lehem chelek lo elam haba. Failures. But because they saw Hashem, there's a big tzvi on them. Ein lehem chelek lo elam haba. We're nobody. There's no chance. We come to Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha, the Mokim, that you're not allowed to talk, you're not allowed to... Ain't Hashem bo? And the Midbar we're not managing. Moshe is not planning to come with us. Elder the Maid had said something that doesn't look like he's coming. We'll not manage. There's no chance. It says, Va'om boiche. Va'om boiche. Rashi says, Roshi Sanhedroes. Batisa koloedo, Sanhedroes. Sanhedroes? Says the bigger the people were, they knew the matzav. So you know, you have a little kid. You ask him how you learned today? Givaldik. How you davened? Givaldik. What he said? My Torah v'vola. You know he davened, and he learned two perek mishnayos, and he learned shnayim mikra today. Yeah. Chashev v'bachin knows. Das heis nish gedavened, nish gelernt. Yeah. Chashev v'bachin in the morning. If he didn't learn 5 hours of gemara, yeah, he could read shnayim mikra with alle tilim. He knows he's gomish. He's am oretz gomo. He knows, and he goes to Gehenna. That's not Talmud Torah about Gosh Baruch Hu. But a Shvach, a Balabas, oh, wow, he's going to learn Shvach Mikro today. And the Seder HaDvorim, Rosh HaSanhedrin knew how far they are, how much really a Yid has to be. They gave up. There's no chance we'll make it. This is the Koyach Zog, the Chofetz Chaim in the Yitzhar Horeh. If a person will believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to this world. Remember the cloud. He gave you a path that you could walk in the path, and when you finish the path, you nefesh noki v'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu someach beboyel of nefesh noki v'tzadik. Everyone is in a path that he could pass the path. You know, when you go to a trip, a walking trip, places and countries that it's mesuda. So if you follow the yellow one, you know, you'll manage. You follow the red one, you know, it's a bit harder. But you know, it says, if the place is Mesudar, it says 2.5 hours. You know, in 2.5 hours, you get there. As I gave us. There's countries that things are not set properly. But in the countries that things are set properly, you go for a walk, it says, this mile, this amount. It doesn't look like, but you know, if you're just on the road, you'll get there. Hashem put you on the road. Everyone could manage the end of the road. It's a Alam Olam Big Yisoid. There's a song from Aleph Aleph Kaplan. Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar me'od. No shachas ma mishpocha. Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar me'od. Ve'ikar lo lefachet klal. He made up these words of this nigun. Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar me'od. Ve'ikar lo lefachet klal. The words the same. Maybe someone else was mechaba. But what is the insight of that message? You know, a person could walk. Try now when you finish. You know, they have these tiles here. Walk on a line of tiles back and forth in the Bismedosh for 10 hours. You will never fall to the side. I tried it. I will take such tiles and I put them on the top of a roof and you'll walk on top. After a half an hour, you'll be already down. Why? In the Bismedosh, I never fell to the side. You felt one of the benches in the side? You walk in the passage, you never fall. The Talmud says a person could walk like this. No reason. On top, he's so scared, he falls. But you could walk and you could pass till the end. The Yitzhahorah makes you a billboard. There's no chance you're going to fall. You fall. I could walk and I will get. every person could get. You could learn enough, you could daven enough, exactly what you could do, you asked for, and you could fix this, and you could make it, and you could do it. Every person. There's not even one person that can make it. But the koyach of the Yitzhahor is to make you to feel not like that. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, this is what happened to the miracle. It didn't come for badness. Legadlusom. You know, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they felt the Malachim dancing around. They knew what it is. They said, who are we? Chatoim, Reshoim, who nislachlech bechet. It's a person, it's all comes to the person, you did so much Averis, you know what you did, there's no chance you'll be Kaddish. And it brings to a person to be Chayte and Gans. And this would call of Yeshua answer. They would call of Yeshua answer. ויאמר כל אל אז ישראל טויב הארץ אם חפץ בנו השם והביאנו והביאו ישראל אל הארץ אז איזה זו לארץ ראש אך בהשם אל תמרוידו if Hashem wants and he brings it there he will make it. Hashem didn't plan to send us there not to make it. This is the chet המראידו. And if a person chaps himself, mechazeks himself, Bez Hashem, we'll have the Siyata B'Shemayim.